wa ahli baytihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kaseeran kaseera. My most respected elders and beloved brothers, all praise and gratitude belongs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who through his infinite kindness, through his infinite mercy, who has selected us from the billions of people on the face of the earth, billions who have come before us. And Allah alone knows how many more billions that will come till the day of Qiyamah. Allah has selected us, chosen us, and blessed us with the ni'mat of Iman. May Allah Pak keep us with Iman. May Allah take us from this world with Iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us up tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah with perfect and complete Iman. May Allah raise us up with Sahaba Ikhiram. May Allah honor us and raise us up with Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. May Allah grant us that honor of being raised by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Man tashabbaha bi qawmin, that nation that you imitate, that nation that you follow, that nation that you make your idol, that nation that you make your role model, your hashar will be with them. So may Allah make us and make the role models of our children be the life of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With regard to this ni'mat of Iman, an incident comes to mind. Allah gave us tawfiq. We were in Australia a few years ago. And in Australia, to find the brothers, you have to look in the directory, find the names, and eventually go and visit them. So there was the name of this Muslim brother who has never been to the masjid for many years. So we got to his house, first, second, third, probably the fourth time or so. Eventually found him, it was after Maghrib Salah. He was a Yemeni. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regard to the people of Yemen, praised them. Al-imana yamani wa hikmata yamani. Praise the iman of a Yemeni, praise the wisdom, the foresight of a Yemeni. Anyway, we got to him after Maghrib Salah. This incident came to mind when I saw the ayah that's recited, Yahdillahu li nurihi may yasha. This is Allah's kindness, that He gives the nur, His nur and His light, to whom He loves and He desires and He chooses. But this nur has to be protected. This nur has to be safeguarded. That is why the masajids, the amals of Nabuwat, the amals of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are our fortresses, these are our guards, these are our protection. Anyway, we found him, beloved brothers, after Maghrib Salah. He first questioned, how you found me? I always tell them, the people of, you know, this Tabligh Jamaat, so his call is worse than the angel of death. He only comes once to take our life. These people keep coming. But it is Allah's rahmat and kindness. When we found him, beloved brothers, we found him in a state of intoxication. And not just intoxication, but himself, his wife, his children, all of them became murtad. After giving him some dawat, after a short while, he softened up and he said, I was muazzin of the masjid. And not just muazzin of the masjid, after a few minutes he tells us, I was hafiz of Quran also. And that was his condition, beloved. He said, if somebody came and knocked on my door some 15, 17 years ago, when I stopped coming to the masjid, probably this wouldn't have been my condition. And they said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes salam after Jummah Salah. He looks who is missing in the masjid. He finds the Mufti of Medina, Mu'az bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam giving fatwa. He's missing in the masjid. Immediately he goes to his home, oh Mu'az, what prevented you from coming for Jummah Salah? It's a lengthy incident, Azza ulama ikram. It was a Yahudi who prevented him from coming. But the point was, immediately the man was missing, he went to him. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu makes salam after Fajr Salah. He looks who's missing. If the Imam comes to visit us, remember it's his kindness upon us. Comes to visit us, the duty of the Imam is to come and visit us. He's missing in the masjid. Sayyidina Umar says, why was the youngster missing in the masjid? He says, spend the entire night in Salah. Sleep overpowered him at the time of Fajr. He couldn't make it for Jamaat. Understand, the masjid either makes dua or it curses us. If the amals of the people are protected, if the masjid is alive with amal, with salah, and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the homes in that area, like you find there's water cuts, you know, there's no water in the reservoir, there's no water in the taps. If there's water in the reservoir, you open the taps, you'll find water. If our masjids become empty of amal, become empty of the beautiful deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved brothers, then in the homes, the deen also, if the masjid is empty, the homes will be empty. If the masjid is full, the homes will also be full. I mentioned this incident this morning. Maulana asked me to repeat it. When South America a few years ago, you all listen to bayans, you know, just a little bit of Kalguzari. It's encouragement. Allah in Quran also gives Kalguzari. Kalguzari of Nuh alayhi salam, Shuaib alayhi salam, Salih alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam. Because Kalguzari is encouraging. And Asal is Kalguzari on the day of Qiyamah. Allah is going to ask us, I gave you life, I gave you youth, I gave you health, I gave you wealth, I gave you the ilm of deen. How much did you make amal on it and how much did others benefit on it? So anyway, this person, we met him, we were in this masjid for 2 days. The brother took us around to meet the people in the area. Eventually, the second day, we came back, there was a few minutes before Salah. He went to the back of the masjid and he was sitting with his kitabs. So I asked him, so I went to sit with him. So he said every word about Allah, every word on the greatness of Allah affects my heart. Every word of iman and yaqeen affects the heart. Today we have heard about azbab, we have heard about things. To speak about Allah, that Allah is Malik, Allah is Khalik, Allah is the controller, Allah is the giver. The giver of respect is Allah, the giver of honor is Allah, the giver of wealth is Allah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Your risk is not on the earth, it is in the skies. وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ, this is the promise of Allah. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There is no creature on the face of the earth, إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, but his risk is by Allah. To speak about Allah, to remind this heart, to remind those children, to remind those families, this is the duty of every father. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. It is every child is born on the fitrat of Islam. Either his parents make him a Yahudi, either his parents make him a Christian, either his parents make him an idol worshipper. Today Allah protect and Allah forbid. We may not be physically taking our children to a synagogue. We may not be physically taking them to a church. We may not be physically taking them to a place of idol worship. But we have made the aspirations of Yahud. We have made the lifestyles of Christians. We have made the idols of wealth, position and degrees beloved to them. Make that beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam beloved to them. So anyway, this person says, I came home one night. He says, I was a practicing Hindu 3 years ago. He says, one night I came home and I found myself surrounded in darkness. And I went to sleep in this feeling of darkness. So he says, anyway, I saw a youngster in my dream dressed according to sunnah. So the youngster tells me that, listen, your darkness is because of your ignorance. He says, okay, accepted. But what should I do? He says, go to the library. There are two books that are out of place. Unfortunately, beloved brothers, imagine if you're told, go and see a Muslim in your locality. What he's told, go and see, there are two books in the library. Allah forgive us, Islam is in the kitabs. And the Muslims are in the graves. How can we become that example? That whoever looks at us becomes affected by Allah. Whoever looks at us becomes affected by the sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyway, he says, I was told, go in the library, find two books which are out of place. He says, I went and I spent 3 hours in the library. After 3 hours, I found one book which was out of place, which is the Holy Quran. Quran remains on the shelf. Quran remains taken out at the time of Ramadan, taken out at the time of some janazah. Make Quran part of our life. It's out of place on the shelf, out of place in our lives. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked with regard to the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, have you not read the Quran? The life of Quran was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Quran was the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His life was the embodiment of Quran. So anyway, he says, I took it and I read it. And he says, I found great enjoyment, great satisfaction. Thereafter, I saw the youngster again in my dream, and he tells me that go back to the library, there's one more book that's out of place. He says, I went back to the library, I spent another 3 hours. After I found another book which was out of place, which was the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, I took it home. He says, I only read 40 hadiths of that kitab until my heart was completely enlightened and convinced about the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bring Quran alive, bring hadith of Rasulullah alive in our homes. Allah's fazl, Mawlana reads every morning these ahadiths. Wealth of knowledge, wealth of advice for us. It's got noor in it. Allah's deen is noor. That's why Allah uses the word noor. Quran has got noor in it. The hadith of Rasulullah has got noor in it. It will take out the darkness from our hearts, beloved brothers. Bring it alive in the home. Today the billboards of everything is outside. The billboard of cell phone, the billboard of clothing, the billboard of shoes, the billboard of the latest car, the billboards are the latest lounge suite. So what happens? We want to upgrade everything. Upgrade the cell phone, upgrade the city, upgrade this, upgrade the curtains. So our wives makes us work our whole life to upgrade everything in the home. Unfortunately, we can't upgrade her also. If you think of upgrading her, you're in trouble. But upgrade her amal. Bring the billboard of the life of Sahaba every day in that home. Bring the billboard of Quran every day in that home. Bring the billboard of Salah every day in the home. Bring the billboard of the Salah of Sahaba every day in that home. Bring the billboard of Zikr every day in the home. Bring the billboard of the Zikr of Sahaba and Rasulullah s.a.w. and our Akabirin in that home every day. Bring the life of striving in Khuruj and standing in the path of Allah every day in that home. Upgrade their lives. That is that amanat. To give them food, to give them clothing, to give them shelter. When it is a duty, it comes from Allah. Allah nowhere in Quran commands us to go and earn our risk. Permission has been given. But yes, when you give it to them, make sure it's halal. Make sure it is halal from haram source. That flesh which is nourished by haram is destined to the fire of Jahannam. It shouldn't be as if you are taking our masum children every day and dressing them with the clothing of haram and giving them the lifestyle of haram and giving them the food of haram and sending our beloved children, oh my children, for you is Jahannam. I desire Jahannam for you. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله, say if you love Allah, فاتبعوني, follow the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah will love us, يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Asal is the forgiveness of our sins, beloved brothers. When we leave the world, leave with tawbah, leave with istighfar. Allah is kareem, Allah is rahim. Allah says if you come with sins equivalent to the foam of the ocean, equivalent to the foam on the ocean, equivalent to the leaves of trees, one drop of tear, it is sufficient. Wala ubali, will make no difference to Allah. Allah is arhamur rahimin. There is nobody more merciful than Allah. There is nobody more forgiving than Allah. In Ramadan, I was called a few years ago to certify the death of a patient. I walked into the house. The tables were set of food. Got into the room. Body is lying, a Muslim. One woman comes with a short skirt, with a cross around her neck. It's our locality. We're not talking of South America and America, beloved brothers. We're not talking of Australia. We're talking of South Africa. So the person comes and says that I'm his daughter. Beloved brothers, where is that pain? Where is that cry in the heart? Rasulullah said something, that janazah of a Yahudi went by. He cried. He says, it's also my ummati. But what must have been the spark of iman in the heart of this person that Allah gives him more in Ramadan, beloved brothers? We cannot judge anybody. What was that firmness in his heart? Allah gives him more in Ramadan. May have led a life of disobedience, a life in the home of kufr and shirk and batil. But Allah gives him more in the month of Ramadan. We don't know what's our end, beloved brothers. We have to keep asking and begging Allah till the last moment. Keep speaking. Go to from person to person. Irhamu man fil ard. Have mercy on the people of the earth. So the one in the sky has mercy on us. So anyway, this person says, after I read Quran, after I read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, thereafter I was a practicing Muslim in my home for one entire year. Every night the youngster used to see me in my dream. He taught me kalima, he taught me wudu, he taught me ghusl, he taught me his deen. The month of Ramadan, he taught me the masails of fasting, taught me the masails of the deen of Allah. He says, every day I used to go past the masjid. Masjid is empty. Nobody for salah, nobody to call azan. With this desire, who is there that I can meet? Who is there to hug me? He says, after one entire year, when I went past the masjid, there was a jamaat that came. He says, I entered the masjid and my three sons came with me, and my three sons accepted Islam. Allah wants to give hidayat, beloved brothers. We don't know who's giving sacrifice where, but Allah has his system. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَحْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That system of hidayat will remain till Qiyamah. That juhud, that qurbani, the sacrifice, that which we desire, we say no to it. That we, at that time, at that moment, we don't know what is beloved to Allah, who's crying, who's duha, who's tahajjud. He says, anyway, this person, he says, after that, I went to my employers. He's the chief engineer of the country. He says, I went to them, you either accept my resignation or you accept my terms of employment. He says, what is it? He says, I will only work from 8 to 1. And thereafter, you adjust my salary. Either you want to make it half or even more, no problem. So they call him after a few days. They said, listen, as far as working 8 to 1, no problem, we accept that. With regard to your wages, we will double it because you are too valuable to us. We don't want to lose you. What's meant to come must come. That's Allah's system. This is the promise of Allah. وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهَا وَمُسْتَوْدَعَهَا كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah knows our beginning, Allah knows our end, Allah knows our position, Allah knows what is the inside needs of us. كُلٌّ فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. This is decreed, the pens have been lifted and the ink is dry. That which Allah wants to protect, nobody can harm. And that which Allah wants harm to come to, nobody can protect. But for a believer, every moment of his is a ni'mat and a rahmat for him. In the condition of good, he makes shukr, wa in shakartum lazidannakum. Allah will increase in his ni'mat. And in the condition of difficulty, he makes sabr, he will find Allah. You will find Allah. Whatever condition, turn towards Allah. Hazrat Imam Inam al-Hasan Sahib rahimahullah used to say, we have tried everything, but you haven't tried Allah. We have tried everything, we haven't tried Allah. Try Allah and see what we'll find. Two rakats of salah at 2 o'clock in the morning and 2 drops of tear is sufficient to fulfill every need of ours. Find that enjoyment of talking to Allah. He says, anyway, from 8 to 1 he goes to work. He comes back from 1 o'clock till Asr time, himself becoming an alim. His three sons becoming ulama, himself becoming an alim. From Asr to Isha every day, he says, I go to the area inviting the people, talking to them about Allah, reminding them about Qabr, Hashr and Akhirat, that the dunya is a deception. There is nothing more that is more deceiving than this dunya. Rasulullah, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala asked, what was the most thing, the often thing we heard spoken in the home of Rasulullah, what was the most often thing that he mentioned? He said that if the son of Bani Adam had one valley of gold, he'll desire for the second one. If he had the second one, he'll desire for the third one. Wallah, we'll leave the world, leaving everything behind. Nothing will come with us. Allah has given us an amanah, given us this deen to take it to others. He says, from Isha I go home. With my kitab till 12 o'clock at night. He says, my $2,000 bed, whatever it is, Allah knows what kind of bed it is. He said, in the last 2 years, not a single night on that bed. A sheet on the floor in the kitchen. I put my head down on it, and Allah gives me sleep for 2 hours. 2 o'clock at night, automatically my eyes opens. And from 2 o'clock till the time of Fajr, I'm in tahajjud and dua crying for the ummah. Allah has given us such an amanah to bring the beautiful life of Rasulullah in our life. My time is up, beloved brothers. But before our time is up, beloved brothers, each one of us, we are here for a short while, going back to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take an investment from here. Take it from here. One small incident, Munan, I'll finish. We in Peril Jamaat in Zululand, and we needed some water, just to make it brief. And there was a lady taking out some water from the well. It's a location, 5 taps in the whole location. There's no specific time for water. So I was waiting with my bucket behind her. So she said, listen, you won't be able to use this water. I said, yes, you using it, but what about me? Why can't I use it? She said, yes, I'm using it, but you won't be able to use it. So I looked inside and the water was completely black. So I asked her, how are you using it? She said, we've got no other option but to use it. Wallah, beloved brothers. Zulm was made on them. At that time, Allah Pak put the thought in the heart. Zulm was made on them as far as the water of the world is concerned. Zulm was made on them as far as the shelter in this world is concerned. Zulm is made on them as far as the houses in this world is concerned. But what zalims are we, beloved brothers? We are making zulm on them as far as the water and house the Kawthar is concerned. We are making zulm on them as far as the shelter on the day of Qiyamah is concerned. We are making zulm on them as far as the palaces in Jannah is concerned. Allah Pak has given us an amanat, given us this ni'mat of deen. May Allah keep us with deen, protect it in us, in our families and our progenies, and take this deen to others, beloved brothers. Take out some time. We are not saying 4 months, we are not saying 40 days, we are not saying 3 days, but take out some time. Make the work of Rasulullah our object. Qul hazihi sabili ad'u ila Allah. This is my way, I invite people towards Allah. Go to those people nobody wants to go to and you'll find Allah. Go and live in those huts, whether it's spending their lives in it. Go and spend a few days with them. The love will come in the heart. Irhamu man fil ard. Have mercy on them. Allah will have mercy on them at the time of our death. May Allah Pak give me tawfiq of making amal. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Every Friday night, like we know in Masjid al-Hilal also, fikr takes place. Let us take part in this. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان وقد أتى عليه حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا فسواه وعدله وعلى كثير ممن خلق فضله وجعله سميعا بصيرا ثم هداه السبيل ونصب له الدليل إما شاكرا وإما كفورا أما الكافرون فأعتد لهم سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا يعذبون بأصناف العذاب ينادون ويلا ويدعون ثبورا وأما الشاكرون فنعمهم وكرمهم ولقاهم نضرة وسرورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا فسبحان من بيده ملكوت كل شيء لم يزل ولا يزال حيا قيوما عليما قديرا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه بين يدي الساعة ليكون للعالمين نذيرا وآتاه جوامع الكلم ومنابئ الحكم ووعده مقاما محمودا وجعله سراجا منيرا صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات ويقول الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى قيل ومن أبى يا رسول الله قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وبقوله يهتدي المهتدون وإذا قرئ القرآن فاستمعوا له وأنصتوا لعلكم ترحمون أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين ويا نجاة التائبين الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنهما وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم ورضا من بعدي من أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Let's straighten our lines. Ensure that our heels are in line. Let us fill in all our gaps. Stand as close as possible. Let us fill in the line in front of us before we begin the next language. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة
جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليك السلام تبارك ربنا وتعالى يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا راد لما قضيت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.